You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a travel agent and a man who needs help planning a holiday. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Beachheads Travel, Pam speaking.
Hi, my name's Duncan. I'm hoping you'll be able to help me organise a trip to Beachheads.
Sure, let me just fill in our customer request sheet while I'm speaking to you. Could you tell me your name again, please?
Yes, it's Duncan. Duncan White.
The man's name is Duncan White, so White has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Beachheads Travel, Pam speaking.
Hi, my name's Duncan. I'm hoping you'll be able to help me organise a trip to Beachheads.
Sure, let me just fill in our customer request sheet while I'm speaking to you. Could you tell me your name again, please?
Yes, it's Duncan. Duncan White.
OK, and is the trip just for yourself?
No, there's 3 adults, myself, my wife and my mother, and our 2 daughters, Chloe and Eden.
So when are you thinking of travelling?
During the next school holidays.
So they start on the 12th of October, don't they?
Yes, but we'll be arriving on the 15th and we want to stay for a fortnight.
Right, got all that. Now I'll just take a few notes about the type of holiday you want so I can make the bookings for you. Have you thought about where you want to stay while you're here?
In the first week we'd like a bit of luxury and we're planning on staying in a hotel on the beach if possible. That'll be so much better than a campsite. We usually stay in a tent when we go away, but we're going to treat ourselves this time.
And do you have a figure in mind for how much you'd like to spend?
Are we likely to get anything for under $150 a night?
Not really. You'd have to spend at least $175 for a big enough room.
OK, we can stretch to that. I'll just have to stop myself thinking that when we go camping, we only pay about $200 for a whole week.
Well, I'm sure it will be worth it. I can also organise some activities for your first week. Is there anything your daughters would particularly like to do?
They want to try sailing this year. Last year it was surfing. They were mad about it.
Kids change their minds a lot, don't they? Mine are into cycling at the moment. I know someone who can teach them to sail. Would you like me to organise a class for them?
Wonderful. We're bringing our own boat with us.
And what about your wife and your mother?
Well, my mother Susan goes bowling when she's in Brisbane, but my wife Jenny doesn't really like it. She loves bushwalking, but obviously my mother can't manage that.
Can I suggest golf for them both? It's a gentler kind of walk. There's a beautiful course here with magnificent views of the sea.
Sounds perfect.
OK, I'll organise a time.
Thanks. Could you send me some leaflets about fishing in the area? I'd like to take the boat out myself.
Sure, there are some good spots around.
Great.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Okay, so let's think about the second week now.
We want something totally different. We'd like to stay up in the mountains in the national park.
Very nice. And what kind of accommodation are you thinking of? There are some beautiful houses you can rent.
Yes, we did think about renting a house, but I'm worried about the cost. Is there anything a bit cheaper, say a caravan or even a cabin?
It'd have to be a caravan, because they don't have cabins at the campground, but the standard is very high.
How much does it cost?
$100 a night, but they're very roomy with all mod cons. The campground's also in a really good spot. What activities are you thinking of doing in that second week?
Well, it's actually going to be my wife's birthday, so I'd like to do something a bit special for her.
I can book a really nice massage for her after lunch on that day.
Lovely.
Or would she rather try something more adventurous, like a walk in the treetops? It's really exciting. You go along a really high wooden bridge.
Oh, no. She'd be terrified. Stick with your first idea. Are there any nice places to eat near the campground?
Yes, there's a fantastic wood-fired pizza restaurant called Marco's.
Oh, good. I've got two very fussy daughters. Could you send me their menu so we can check it'll be okay?
No problem, Duncan. Now, while I remember...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 3. Section 2. You will hear a talk about two new initiatives to encourage bicycle use in a city in Australia. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15 on page 3.